I don't know.
How much did he
grow?
Okay. He, 2 inches?
He grew 2 inches.
Okay. Just get the principal part. All right. Any names at all that you've heard, crude, joking, or otherwise, for a child born to an unmarried woman?
Illegitimate.
Okay. He is an illegitimate
child.
Okay. Anything else that you would consider perhaps very impolite?
Bastard?
Yeah, that's what I said. Now, do you ever hear that word used in any other way? Like if somebody was just generally cussing somebody out?
Yes.
He would say...
He's a bastard.
Yeah, not necessarily implying that...
He doesn't have a father, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. All right, this expression I'm looking for, again, it's a comparative situation. You might say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot... If she's even more so than Jane, the word loving, how would you use that in a comparative
situation? She's even more loving.
Yeah, okay. All right, again, on the family. If I have a brother and he has a son, that son is mine.
If you have a brother, that's your nephew.
Okay. A child, both of whose parents have died, you say he is?
Orphaned.
Or he is an?
Orphaned. He's an orphan.
Yeah. And the adult who's appointed to look after him, you say he's his legal?
Guardian.
All right. Let's say if the house or the trailer here is full of people like your aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews and cousins.
Relatives.
Yeah. Any other terms?
Kinfolk.
Okay. This expression, somebody might be telling you about somebody who looks a lot like you, maybe even has the same last name. You might say, well, that might be so, but actually I'm no...
Relation.
Okay. Anything else?
I know you're kin to him.
A person who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, you say...
Stranger.
What about somebody from another country?
Foreigner.
Would you ever call somebody a foreigner even though he's not from another country?
If his mannerisms are different, you say, or ways are different, you say, he's a foreigner.
Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you some first names for people. This is just for pronunciation. The first name of the mother of Jesus, that's?
Mary.
Okay. And George Washington's wife's first name?
Martha.
All right. This is a girl's name. It begins with the letter N. It can be short for Helen.
Helen?
Yeah.
It begins with an N?
Yeah. Or there's a song that goes, wait till the sun shines. You don't know that either. sometimes farmers name their cows this.
Mag?
No. It's spelled N-E-L-L-Y.
Nelly.
Yeah, okay.
Nelly. Okay. That's how? That's me too.
Stupid.
I didn't know that.
A boy's name, first name begins with a B, short for William.
Bill.
Or?
Billy.
Yeah, okay. A man's name begins with M, the first of the four gospels in the Bible.
Mark.
Or? Another M.
Matthew.
Mm-hmm, okay. What about a woman's name begins with an S? The wife of Abraham in the Bible.
Sarah.
Alright. What would you call a woman who teaches school? So you are a...
instructor.
Or...
school teacher.
Okay, have you ever heard any old-fashioned?
School mom.
Yeah. Would that be something you've read or heard on TV, or do you actually hear it used?
Oh, I've read it.
Completely. Just read it. Okay. Alright, this is another name. The last name of an American novelist.
He wrote, oh, dear.
Okay, maybe we'll get it some other
way. Not wrong.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He wrote The Leatherstocking Tales, The Last of the Mohicans, The Pioneers, and all that. Mm-hmm. His name was James Fenimore.
I have to get it another way. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll just spell it. C-O-O-P-E-R.
Cooper.
Okay. How would you address a married woman who had that last name, There Goes?
A married? Mrs. Cooper.
Yeah. Any other way you would say that? Maybe informally, or if you're saying it quickly.